राम। श्रीमद् भगवत गीता साधक संजीवनी बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास जी महाराज, चैप्टर 2 वर्स 21। इन द 19th वर्स लॉर्ड कृष्णा टोल्ड अर्जुन दैट सोल नीदर स्लेज नॉर इज स्लेन। इन द 20th वर्स ही एक्सप्लेन्ड हाउ इट इज नॉट स्लेन। नाउ इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स He explains how it does not slay. Veda vinashinam nityam ya enam ajamavyayam katham cha purushah partha kam ghatayati hantikam. O Parth, how can a man who realizes the soul to be imperishable, eternal, and free from birth and decay, slay anyone or cause anyone to be slain? Veda vinashinam nityam ya ena majam avyayam. Katham cha purushah parthah kam ghata yati hantikam. The man who realizes the soul to be imperishable, eternal, and free from birth and decay can have no inclination to slay anyone or cause anyone to be slain. He is free from egoism, that is, he has no feeling of an agent in him, and so actions do not taint him. Here Lord Krishna has explained that the soul is free from 6 kinds of modifications, that is, to be born, to exist by the term ajaha, to change, to grow by the term nityaha, to decay by the term avyayam, and to perish by the term avinashi. Now a question arises. If the Lord by the term न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे and कम खातयति हन्तिकम had merely to tell Arjun that the soul is neither a doer nor an object of action, then why he used words not a slayer or not a slain for the soul? The answer is that the theme is of a war, so it is necessary to say so. But he means that the soul is neither the agent, doer, nor the object of action. Therefore one, while discharging duty, should not grieve while slaying anyone or causing anyone to be slain, but should discharge one's duty in accordance with the ordinance of scriptures. Appendix. A thing which is produced, born, certainly perishes. It has not to be destroyed, but the thing which is not born never perishes. We pass through 84 lakh forms of bodies, but not a single body stayed with us, and we didn't stay with any body, but we remain the same and apart. Those other bodies didn't possess this power of discrimination, but only this human body has been endowed with it. If we don't realize it, we disregard the discrimination bestowed upon us by God. End of chapter 2, verse 21. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.